It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and Lake Havasu City to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You. The KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show. 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
Oh, good day, and happy Motivational Monday to you. It is April 15th. We're halfway through the month. Congratulations, you made it halfway. And this is Speak Out 2.0. We're live from the Ken Perillo Real Estate Tower in downtown Bullhead City. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host. For the next hour, I'm the kind of warm-up show for Paul Lavoie and Speak Out, which occurs at the top of the hour from Lake Havasu City. We're from Bullhead City, like I said, the Ken Perillo Real Estate Tower. We're on 106.3, 106.5, and 106.7. And you pick which one of those comes in your area best, and you tune that in. And anytime you want to call into the show, if you have a question, it's 234-343-1065. We're going to get to Mike Connor and Larry Topping here in just a second. But first, I got a couple things to tell you about. First of all, if you're interested in the Bullhead City Senior Campus, maybe you've never been there, well, you should. They have a lot of activities going on. And they can email you. Kim Kuhl, the Senior Services Program Manager, will email you her entire list of activities for the month. Just call her and leave a message on her cell phone, or on her office phone, 763-0193. Now, she won't answer it because she's too busy working with seniors. But you leave a message and just say, email me that that calendar each month. It tells you when they feed, lunches, and what they're having. Oh, it's full. So check that out. April is the month you can get a free dog or cat from Bullhead City. Yeah. No, Toby's not delivering them to you. You go to the animal shelter and you pick out a dog or a cat. And Swanties of Bullhead City will pay all your fees. Yeah. How cool is that? Swanee does that for the whole month of April. So if you want a dog or a cat, go to the animal control or call 928-763-6000. There's a blood drive tomorrow at Joshua Springs at 10 o'clock until 1:30. Call Vitalant. Make your appointment. And then they email you the questionnaire. It's really easy to do on your phone. So, their number is 877-258-4825. And one more, there's a blood drive on Wednesday at Valley View Medical Center, also 9:30 in the morning, but this goes till 3 in the afternoon, so a nice long one. And again, call Vitalant to get involved, 877-258-4825. All right, let's change the tunes and get into some Chicago, a great band from the 70s. You do remember the 70s, Michael?
I don't recall.
There's a reason for that, but we won't get into it because we only have an hour for the show. Larry, do you recall the 70s at all?
Hold on.
Time out. I got to turn up here.
There you go.
How's that?
I came in late in the
70s. You came in late. Mike did too, but he was there the first 9 years. We have Mike Connor with River Fund and Larry Topping with Mayhem Motorcycle Rally. And the two of these guys together are filling in for Ryan Granath this year with the Veterans Poker Run. How's our Veterans Poker Run coming?
You know what? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
Want to be a little louder?
I really commend Ryan for all of the work he's done. It's a lot of work to do this.
It is.
A lot of talking to people, a lot of shaking hands. Honestly, we're behind where we were last year.
Okay.
I say we, but really it was Ryan. Ryan was the one that was the entire energy driving force behind all of the collections, going out and shaking hands and doing everything. He did an amazing job. And I was kind of tech support, running support for him and the poker run, and we had a good synergy. He and I.
Right.
And so now Mayhem has taken this up, and it's our first year coordinating this in his stead.
Right.
And it's been difficult this year. You know, we've actually got a lot of feedback that hey, it's been a rough year.
Wow.
You know, so we've definitely not had as much financial support. You know, people are always ready to give up some gift certificates, which is great.
Right.
So we do have some gift certificates and some people that have made some baskets and stuff.
Right.
Because we've been looking for raffle items.
Sure.
That go with it, because we're going to do a raffle at the end of the poker run. And also auction items. So anything that anybody wants to give up that's worth anything.
Okay.
That someone might want that we can have somebody bid off at the end of the poker run. That's where we're looking for that, too. But we are definitely behind in our cash where we should be for the year.
And this is set for the 27th, which is
Saturday.
The last day of your...
Nope, second to the last.
Second to the last. Yep. You go on Sunday, too.
Yep.
The rally. The rally starts on Thursday?
Thursday. So 25th through the 28th is what we're doing.
And then the money from the Veterans Poker Run goes to Michael with the Veterans Pot or Fund within the River Fund.
Yeah, we call it the Veterans Assistance Fund.
Yeah, Veterans Assistance Fund within the River Fund. And roughly how many veterans do you take care of in a year?
Well, we figure since 2013 we've done over 15,000 individuals and families.
Total?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Ryan, over the years, we started at a coffee shop at Perkins in 2013.
Yeah.
And from since then up to 2023, we've brought in $186,000 thanks to Ryan.
From these veteran poker runs?
Yes.
Wow. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Almost 10 grand a year.
Yeah.
Well, 40,000 of that was in the last 2 years.
Holy Toledo.
Mm-hmm.
We are missing Ryan.
Yeah.
but we all understand what's happening and why. But hopefully he's back next year, right?
Hopefully.
Hopefully. Yeah, hopefully he's back. So within the Veterans Fund, Assistance Fund, within the River Fund, when you get veterans calling you, then that comes out of a different pot, and it comes.
It's a restricted fund.
Just for the veterans.
It's just same as cancer and memory loss,
right?
And all of those different specifics. It's a separate fund.
How do you keep track of all the different funds within River Fund?
A big calculator.
Because you have several different funds for different groups, and,
mm-hmm.
and like you said, it's kind of exclusive. You know, the vets are going to cover the vets, and
right,
so on.
Well, and we're very busy with our Cancer Connection Fund, too.
Right.
It's sad, but it is. It's the truth. I have eight patients right now that we're constantly helping every week with whether transportation or copays or, you know, prescriptions and whatever, and travel to different locations throughout the county or into Las Vegas for specialized treatment.
Okay. And then within vets, are most of them a one-time, or is it like a cancer patient where it might go on for a while?
Well, we call it case-by-case basis. Basically, on your typical things, Larry, like an electric bill for anybody or rent, things like that, we try to keep it spaced out to about once a year if we can, because we're trying to do something for a lot of people rather than all of our money for just a few.
Right.
You know, for the greatest good, for the greatest number kind of thing.
Right.
And in the case of veterans, it's a different kind of catastrophic events that happened. Let me explain something that happened about 4 years ago. Bullhead City had four house fires in the month of July, and two of the four were mobile homes in Holiday Shores that belonged to veterans.
Okay.
Now, these were Korea era, okay? And their income was in the $700 a month bracket from old days of Social Security.
Sure.
And they could afford their living. You know, they were elderly, older people, but they lost their house. It was a mobile home.
Oh, excuse me. I had to kill that other microphone. It's laying down here.
But they couldn't afford their life, the insurance on the home.
Okay.
So when it burned down, they lost their home and everything in it. Now, he was a paraplegic, and he had prosthesis legs that were made for him by the Veterans Administration.
Right.
I was able to get a hold of their the doctor in it was in Flagstaff with the VA, and they do like a prescription kind of thing to replace those. They have all the records, and so we were able to get him two pair of, it included the boot and the shoe and the whole nine yards up past the knee.
Okay.
And we were able to get him two of those for him so he could get around again. Sure. And we found his brother in Arkansas. And he had a big farm back there with an empty house on it.
Wow.
So we put him on a Greyhound bus and sent them to Arkansas, and they're still living there happily ever after with his brother
okay.
and their families. That's atypical, but it's a reality with these kinds of things. And no matter what it is, if it's for a veteran, we're going to make a way to do it, to take care of it. So it's not just your everyday, I need help with a car payment
right.
kind of thing.
Do you see an increase, like Southwest Gas, for example, has raised our gas bills. Are you seeing an increase with people saying to you, can I get some help on my gas bill?
It's an increase in everything, Larry.
Okay.
We've never had a year like this.
Oh, really?
I'm out of veterans funds. I've never been out in all these years.
Oh, okay.
It's been steady, you know, and we certainly need the funds each year as we get them back in from the river fund, from the poker runs or donations from the public. I got people that actually donate monthly through their checking account.
Correct.
And they specify it for the Veterans Assistance Fund. So it's, you know, it's, but this year we ran out way in 2 months ago. We were
oh, wow.
on the, yeah, and that, we've never done that before. And it's been the same with electric bills. And everything else down the line. It's not just Southwest Gas.
So a lot of people are coming to you for assistance with their
absolutely
their utilities. Wow.
And rent. I mean, and you look around, and it is really hard to find a place, especially if you're working at a drive-in restaurant or something where the wages might not be, you know, the best.
Right.
And how you raise a family on that is beyond me.
Well,
you know, it's tough.
I think when the three of us,
two of them,
yeah.
I think with the three of us, when we were growing up, we looked at a McDonald's job or a fast food job as
entry level,
something we do in high school mm-hmm, yeah. or maybe the first year, and then we go somewhere else. But nowadays, we see a lot of people that are working in these establishments
of all ages.
Retirees.
And you realize, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I was just going to say, and you realize a lot of them are retired.
Yes.
They
can't make it off of their retirement.
It's not enough.
And their Social Security, so they have to get another job.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. So tell us, Larry, where's this poker run go to? From where to where to where?
Well, actually, we're starting at the Moose Lodge, okay. which is another great organization here in Bullhead City.
I know
and
where
they
it
do
is.
Some great things, and it's on Miracle Mile. And that's where you're going to go for your walk-up sign-ups. If you're going to be walking up, if you didn't sign up online or if you're okay. not signing up online, go ahead and walk right up, and you can get with us there and sign right up. And you get your T-shirt while supplies last for walk-up sign-ups. But if you pre-registered, you're guaranteed a T-shirt. you also get your breakfast. The Moose Lodge is providing breakfast for each of the riders and the passengers. And that have entered, obviously.
Right.
And then they take off from there. There's going to be five stops, possibly a sixth stop, a Mulligan stop.
No.
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Yeah. But
still in progress.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. And then everybody's going to wind up back at the tattoo convention, because just above the tattoo convention in that other space, that's next to the chamber is where we're going to hold the auction and the final tally of everything.
Okay. What's it cost to jump in with your motorcycle? And go
it's $35 for the rider, $15 for the passenger.
Okay.
Both of you get a card, a poker run sheet, so you both have the opportunity to win.
Okay. All right. Let's take a break. We're already 20 past. If you have questions, grab your phone. 234-343-1065. I mentioned a few minutes ago that Speak Up from Lake Havasu City is up next at the top of the hour. Stick around for that.
She said it's lonely here. Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is looking to hire a speech-language pathologist, physical therapist, and a certified occupational therapy assistant. You'll provide in-house therapy focusing on patients with low productivity. And you're guaranteed 30 hours per week with great benefits, including a matching 401k. Call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City today at 928-763-1404 or apply online at thelegacyrehab.com. That's thelegacyrehab.com.
People are saying new year, new me. Let ProFit Kitchen help you. Healthy, fresh, and delicious food. 4 different salads, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, 4 delicious bowls, and more for $24. Plus, fresh-pressed juices, smoothies, and protein shakes. Dine-in, catering, or to-go. ProFit Kitchen. Eric's meal prep solutions are the best way to stay the course. Healthy, fresh, delicious. See the complete menu and place your order at ProFit Kitchen. KITCHIN.com.
Nasty bugs in your home or business? No fun. Barron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. Pet and child-friendly treatment that turns bugs, termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. The last thing you want is visitors or customers seeing something crawling across your floor. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. 928-758-5499. Barron's. 758-5499. Barron's Pest Solutions. Solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
Anderson launches Summer on the Lake with the 33rd running of the Lake Havasu Boat Show. The pride of the Lake Havasu Marine Association kicks off April 19th and runs through the 21st. See the newest and best in boating bargains at Windsor 4 from over 140 vendors, plus a cornhole tournament, live entertainment on the Radio Central stage, and a food court featuring Budweiser products. Plan now to attend the largest outdoor boat show in the West, April 19th through the 21st.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I want to introduce our No Spin News sponsor on KNTR Talk. Money in Your Pocket is in the name, and they put money into your pocket. Makes sense. Serving the Lake Havasu area, simply walk in for a free appraisal of your gold, silver, coins, collectibles. MoneyInYourPocket.com. It's money in your pocket.
No Spin News, weeknights after Mark Levin.
As always on Mondays, we play one band, one group, one artist, and today it is Chicago from Chicago. Yeah. And I want to remind you, there's a blood drive on Thursday also this week, put on by the Bullet City Morning Kiwanis Club at Mojave Community College, 10 o'clock until 2. And then on Friday, there's a ribbon cutting in Laughlin. Yes, the Laughlin Chamber of Commerce cutting a ribbon up at the Harris Shell Station. They're opening the gas station up there at the top of the hill. So that'll be a ribbon cutting at 10 o'clock. We're on the air. I'll be there. You can go. If you have questions, call the chamber, 702-298-2214. And then Saturday, we're going to have Nicole in here in just a little while. It's the second annual Kiwanis Kirk Tracy Musical Walk. Yeah, Memorial Musical Walk. And that's at Bullhead City Heritage Trail at Davis Camp, 8 o'clock in the morning. Any questions, you check with me or check with Nicole. Nicole is 323-304-2589. And then Saturday night is the first Trilogy Speakeasy for the Boys and Girls Club. Yeah. And you can sign up for that. It's at 7 o'clock. Maybe later in the week. Well, I don't know if I can tell you. Later in the week, they let you know where it's at. Cool. Go to trilogyspeakeasy.com for tickets. And then Saturday night, you can also join Willie Nelson at Harris. Yeah. There'll be magic in the air, as they say. Harris at Rio Amphitheater, 7 o'clock. Want tickets, call Harris, 702-298-4600. Speakout 2.0 is brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Yeah. When you need emergency care, you want it fast. And if it's serious, like a heart attack or a stroke, minutes matter. And that's why you want to choose a hospital that's equipped to evaluate you and treat you if you have a serious illness or injury. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is here and ready to offer 24/7 care. Learn more at WesternArizonaER.com. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Oh, the new fitness center? Oh, it's totally remodeled. We're going to learn about it tomorrow. We're going to have Laughlin Ranch in here. She's going to tell us all about it. But it's brand new. New equipment by Pro Maxima. Open 7 days a week, 8 to 8. Spin bike center, yoga, weight training, cardio exercises, steam room. Yeah, $50 a month. And it's open to the public. Bullhead City's newest fitness center. Sign up now at LaughlinRanch.com. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, you want to enter the world of healthcare? Legacy Rehab and Care Center will hire you and train you and get you certified as a certified nursing assistant, all while being paid. Yes. For more information, call 763-1404. All right, we're back with the gentlemen, Mike Connor from River Fun and Larry Topping from Mayhem Motorcycle Rally. You said it's 35 for the rider and 15 for the passenger.
Yes.
And that gets them.
Both of them get breakfast. The rider out of the 25 out of the 35 gets a T-shirt. And if the passenger wants a T-shirt also, they can register as a rider, and they get a T-shirt also.
A lot of people are doing that too. Yeah. I saw that.
Okay. So it just guarantees them a T-shirt.
Yeah, everyone wants a T-shirt.
They're
nice T-shirts. I designed them. This is going to be the design that's on.
Oh, it's on here with a little deck of cards there.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. With a royal flush of hearts.
Yeah.
I like it. So when's the cutoff for registration?
Online. I don't think that we're going to cut off registration online. I think what we're going to do is we're just going to keep the availability up there.
Okay.
But now you're not guaranteed a shirt because it's after the 8th of April, and it states that on the website.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you may get one, but you may not.
Right.
Because it's going to be size and depend upon.
Size depend upon, yeah. And we're only making so many shirts.
Right.
Right.
Okay. So you're printing them now.
Yes, they are getting printed.
Yep. Okay. All right. And, Michael, you're excited.
Blue Ribbon Graphics, by the way.
Blue Ribbon Graphics. Yeah. Junior.
Yep, that's right.
I don't even know his first name. Everybody calls him Junior.
Blue.
Blue? Blue's his first name.
He goes by Junior, for sure.
I know, he goes by Junior, yeah. I know. He does all the stuff for Kiwanis. I mean, he's a great little guy back in the corner off of Highway 95.
He's busy.
Oh, yeah, he is, too. Yep. So, Mike, at some point in time, you receive all the funds from this. To go into
we have to, obviously to do an event like this, there's a lot of expenses. Like Larry's saying, you got the T-shirts and you got all the different things that go into this.
The breakfast.
And just the graphics and the paperwork and the website and all of the different things and bands or whatever music you want. Or how about the rental of the auditorium at the Chamber of Commerce?
Yeah.
All of these things have to come out of that $35.
Sure.
Right.
Exactly.
Or the sponsors.
Yes.
Right. Who are some of your sponsors?
Well, right now we have Harold's Bike Shop is a sponsor.
Okay.
And also Outlaws and Outsiders, which is the diesel repair shop right next to them.
Okay.
We also have Fort Mojave Trading Post is a sponsor.
Okay.
We also have Red Dogs in Needles is a sponsor. And Pirates Cove in Needles is a sponsor. And also Phoenix Motor Leathers. They are a sponsor. We also have Tom's Doghouse is a sponsor, and they donated. Russ Brown is a really big sponsor, biggest sponsor of the entire rally, and helpful here with printing out all of our paper products for us and stuff. Again, all of that adds up. The other sponsor we have is Tom's Doghouse.
Okay.
They give us some gift certificates. We also have Classy Ass. They give up some gift certificates. Sidewinder gave up some gift certificates.
Okay.
And Cool Springs gave up some gift certificates as well.
All right. So how many riders have you had in the past? Do you know?
I think last year they had upwards of 250, over 250 riders.
Okay.
This year we have probably about 20 less pre-signups in comparison with this time last year, from what I've been told.
Okay. Well, yeah, because last year you were on the sidelines a little bit.
Well, yes.
Yeah, you weren't doing all this. You weren't doing the whole thing.
Well, right? I was just changing the information on the website.
Well, he was a tattoo master.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I know. See?
Oh, okay.
You don't have one, Mike?
No.
Set an appointment while you're here.
No. That hurt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But Larry tells you that going in.
See, you can't do tattoos on wrinkly skin. You know?
Well, he did on me. Yeah. Larry Toppy's like Larry Keating. He would say, this shot will not hurt me.
That's right. I used to say that when I was a corpsman.
Yeah. All right, stick around. We're going to come right back with these gentlemen.
Interest rates. The fight continues. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. It's no secret that interest rates have been savage lately, but rest assured that Mojave Mortgage is here to help you combat the high interest rates of the retail lenders with wholesale pricing and best-in-class customer service. Visit us at MojaveMortgages.com, where we invite you to be savage, not average.
Hi, my name is Colin Savage, and I approve this message.
Mojave Mortgage, MLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City introduces the new Ultimate French Toast Platters menu. Enjoy your choice of four new great combo platters. Check out the Banana Nut and Caramel French Toast Platter or their Strawberry Cheesecake French Toast Platter. How about a Lemon Blueberry French Toast Platter? Or try the delicious Chocolate Covered Strawberry French Toast Platter. Eggs and bacon on all platters. Available now at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery.
Whether it's your home or your business, it's time to elevate your online experience with 100% fiber internet from TWN Communications and Mojave Electric Cooperative. We provide fast, reliable service for household and enterprise solutions for companies. Visit TWN.com/Mojave. That's TWNCOMM.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up today. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply.
When it comes to you and your family's health, you want the best care possible. Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy, the Apothecary Shop, is here to help. Their staff actually takes the time to get to know their patients and help them on a path to better health. Tony Liska has a personal commitment to his community. The Apothecary Shop, your Health Mart Pharmacy, located at 1840 Mesquite, across from the hospital. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
You can hear KMTR talk numerous ways. On the radio at 106.7 via transmitter K294CQ for Lake Havasu City and Parker. 106.5 for Bullhead City, Laughlin, Needles, and Havasu Heights on translator K292EU. And 106.3 via transmitter K29GC in Kingman and Golden Valley. You can also hear KMTR talk in KJJJ HD2. Go to KMTRTalk.com for audio streaming and on your portable device with the TuneIn app. KMTR Talk, the voice of the free.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower, brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Hey, Mojave Electric Cooperative and Arizona Power, Electric Power Cooperative, we're working together, and they want you to understand the full concept of the Mojave Energy Park. Generation and transmission of reliable, affordable energy is still in the planning phase. Learn up-to-date information at a website just for this project. It's MojaveEnergyPark.com. And if you still have questions, you can call MEC at 928-763-1110. Darren Services, Professionals and Pest Solutions. Yeah, for your home. What do you need? Well, first of all, you want to protect your family, your kids, your pets, and your ants. And you don't want ants around. You don't want bugs around. You don't want creepy crawlers. So call Barron's. And how about your business? Do you want a customer sitting in your office and he sees a bug go across the floor? No. You call Barron's in Needles, Mojave Valley, Fort Mojave, Bullhead City, and Laughlin. Be bug-free at home or work. Quality experience and family. That's Barron's Services, 928-758-5499. 66 Auto Sales. Yes, Mojave County's largest pre-owned car lot. Yeah, in downtown Kingman, 50 years on that corner. 50 years. They're rookies. Yeah, 50 years on Route 66 in downtown Kingman. Huge selection. What do you want? Two doors, four doors, vans, SUVs, trucks, luxury cars, four-wheel drive? You know, what do you want? Economy car? They got them. Plus, they still have that same motto from Jim Hill. It is still people come first. at 66 Auto Sales. See the entire selection at 66 Auto Sales, 66auto.com. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery introduces the ultimate French toast platter. Enjoy banana nut and caramel French toast platter or strawberry cheesecake French toast platter. How about lemon blueberry French toast platter or chocolate covered strawberries French toast platter? Check them all out at Perkins in Bullhead City. All right, we're back with a gentleman from the Poker Run. And you said there was five stops they stop at, Larry. Where are those five stops?
Well, we're not actually announcing the stops until the
day of.
It's top secret stops until the day of. And then they'll all be announced.
You announce them all, or you say, okay, first
Well, they'll
stop.
Be on the Poker Run sheet.
Oh, okay.
So when you go up and you register, if you did a pre-registration, you'll still have to show up to sign in.
Okay.
And then you'll get your wristband and your Poker Run sheet, and then you can get your little ticket for their breakfast, and then you turn your ticket in after you've gotten your breakfast. And
just out of curiosity, you have to be on a bike to do this?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, you do not.
Okay.
You just have to show up at the Poker Run stops. That's it. And there is no route or desired way that you should go or numbered of stops. You know, you can hit them at whatever.
Greyhound bus line. So.
Yeah.
Oh, they do the Poker Run too?
No.
Just ask him, Mike. I didn't know. Yeah, I can already see,
But you got to be back by 3:30, right?
Yeah, cards in at 3:30.
Okay.
And then at 4 o'clock, we're going to announce the winner. Well, after 4, we're going to announce the winner. But at 4, we're going to start the process of the raffle and the auction and all that stuff.
And that'll all be done at Community Park?
Yes, sir.
At the Big Mayhem?
At the just above the Tattoo Convention in the Chamber Building.
Okay. All right. And let's switch topics real quick, Mike. How was the plucking?
We expected it to be a little bit lower this year because we changed the way we do it.
Right.
We don't have a paper ticket anymore. We're using QR codes.
How did it work in the 30-mile-an-hour? Actually, I know how it worked. Because
that part.
The funniest statement that came out of your mouth in the last 10 years was when you made a switch and you needed to dump the buckets on the beach and you looked at me and you said, Larry, I need some muscle.
And you
wanted me to go pick up one of those trash cans. And
I was just
it.
Being polite. I was just,
That was the funniest thing I've heard in 10 years.
Well,
you think I have muscle? I did. I did dump them because they're plastic.
Yes.
Full of air, thank God.
Well, it was about 35, 38 mile an hour current.
Yes.
Winds, I'm sorry. And it's one of the rare times I've seen the southbound Colorado River go northbound.
Yes.
It seemed like it anyway. And so we put a couple of ducks in the water before we started, and they were heading for the dam.
The dam called you and said, knock it off?
No, we didn't get that far. But the Coast Guard has rules, too. And you can be fined for littering, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes, uh-huh.
If they get away from us.
Yes.
So that's when we made the decision. It wasn't safe. We had jet ski was coming, but they went to the wrong park. Little things, but this was the first. It's the second duck run, but the first annual pluck run. So so that's why we used the beach. We just scattered everything out there on the beach, and everybody enjoyed it.
Yeah, that was fun.
People were standing around. They could see it better without everybody getting soaking wet. And,
right, or falling in the water.
Yeah, or falling in the water. Yeah. But heads up to all of those 12 to our 10 or 12 volunteers that were the duck pluckers and putting on those crazy outfits and not. I guess it'll probably be in a paper Wednesday, I think.
Oh, yeah.
The photographer took 800 pictures.
Oh, my gosh.
That day, yes.
I took about 40. But
he was everywhere.
I kept telling all your pluckers that I was waiting for them to fall so I could get that picture.
Yeah, so.
None of them fell.
Yeah. So the main thing is, and so everybody understands, that fund is a little bit different, too. It's what we call our unrestricted fund. So it helps take care of all those things that we don't have grants for.
That are unique.
Or specific funds like the veterans.
Right.
The Cancer Connection is associated with the annual 5K walk in March, and things of that nature. Mojave Electric, my God. If I added it all up, it's about $90,000 a year in different kinds of fund appropriations that they provide us for different kinds of, it's not just electric bills, it's right. appliance and repairs and things of that nature. So this fund of the duck pluck is for, or an unrestricted fund, and that can be anything from cards for getting a job over in Laughlin, all the work cards that they need. If you needed them all, it's about a $200 package, and you right. have to have those before you can get the job, but you need the job to get the cards
right.
to pay for them. So we help with that.
That's
of tires.
That's probably a big thing that you help with.
Oh, it is. Every day.
So yeah. many people need those, you know, yeah. the sheriff's yeah. car just alone is not cheap.
Well, the most expensive, I think, right now is the gaming card, the
right.
gaming control. And then you have the fingerprints, you have the alcohol awareness class,
right.
and the food handling card, all those different things. See?
Yeah.
So it all together depends upon what job you're going to have. But anyway, those are the kinds of things that we do with that, and it could be transportation. I'm on call with all of the law enforcement agencies from here to Needles.
Yep.
And I get called in the middle of the night because of domestic violence issues. And that's a big one. It's more than you want to know.
Right.
And so we do a lot of times. We'll put them on a bus and get them back somewhere where family is or something.
Somewhere safe.
Or we get them into a new home and we start them out as a Jane Doe or something. Especially when and she gets in a fight with the boyfriend or something and she's got a couple of kids and he's chasing her out the back door with a baseball bat and she's got nowhere to go at 2
right.
o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So
and nothing to take with it.
So that's what this money does, is those kinds of things.
Okay. Larry, who do people call or get in touch with if they want to participate in this?
Well, if you go to mayheminfo.com/vets, that'll take you right there. You can enter right there, and
okay.
you can pay to get in. All the money that's clicked on right there goes straight to the River Fund.
Okay.
And there's also a space on there for donations as well. If you just want to give a straight donation, go to that, mayheminfo.com/vets, and you can give a straight donation that goes straight to the River Fund.
Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Larry.
Amazing care happens in Western Arizona Regional Medical Center's Fast ER. We keep hearts beating, keep lungs breathing, stop strokes, and we are always ready to care for a multitude of serious injuries and illnesses. If it's a heart attack, remember that fast care can stop heart damage and let healing begin. Act quickly to seek care and know that we're ready in a heartbeat. For more information, visit WesternArizonaER.com.
Spring has arrived, and it's time to revitalize your ride with 66 Auto Sales. If you are in need of a vehicle for your family adventures or a powerful pickup to take off-road, we have the perfect vehicle to tackle your springtime adventures. For nearly 5 decades, 66 Auto Sales has been the cornerstone of Mojave County's automotive needs. Our dedication to customer satisfaction ensures a hassle-free car buying experience before and after the sale. Stop in today and see one of our helpful sales associates or check out our inventory at 66autosales.com.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club Restaurant, Spa, Fitness Center, and the pool are always open to the public. The Fitness Center is completely remodeled. Brand new equipment with Pro Maxima equipment. Open 7 days a week, 8 to 8. Spin Bike Center, yoga, weight training, cardio exercises, and steam room success. All for only $50 a month. Open to the public, Willet City's newest fitness center at Laughlin Ranch. Call 754-4050. Sign up now at laughlinranch.com.
Are you still looking for fast, reliable internet? Look no further. There are nearly 23,000 members in Mojave Electric Service Area who now have access to 100% fiber-to-the-home internet from TWN Communications. Signing up is easy, and there are no installation fees. Visit twncom.com/Mojave. That's twncom.com/Mojave, or call 888-227-2095 to check availability in your neighborhood.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Anderson launches Summer on the Lake with the 33rd running of the Lake Havasu Boat Show. The Pride of the Lake Havasu Marine Association kicks off April 19th and runs through the 21st. See the newest and best in boating bargains at Windsor 4 from over 140 vendors, plus a cornhole tournament, live entertainment on the Radio Central stage, and a food court featuring Budweiser products. Plan now to attend the largest outdoor boat show in the West, April 19th through the 21st.
Hi, I'm State School Superintendent Tom Horn. Arizona has a shortage of teachers and a need to improve students' proficiency in reading and math. We need to increase teachers' income, which they deserve, and to increase students' proficiency, which is my highest priority. I'm therefore providing $40 million for free one-on-one tutoring for all students, first grade through high school, regardless of proficiency level. Learn more today at azed.gov.
Sponsored by the Arizona Department of Education.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live and in person, and in color. Remember when TVs went color? They said it went live in color, yeah. Brought to you by TWE Communications. Elevate your online experience with fast, reliable, 100% fiber internet. It's the greatest thing on the planet, let me tell you. I got it at home. We got it here in a Ken Perella real estate tower. Yeah, it's great. And you need some, too. So, in Bullhead City in Fort Mojave, you're ready to go. And just sign up. Go to TWNCOM.com/Mojave. And you can sign up today. There's over 23,000 connections available right now. It could be in front of your house, behind your house, and you don't even know it. So check it out. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. You can get healthy breakfasts. Oh, yes. And dinners at ProFit. Did I say Perkins? ProFit. ProFit Kitchens. Now there's two. Kingman and Bullhead City. And soon, Fort Mojave. Actually, we're going to hear, I think, next week from Eric. I believe he's in here. Yeah, next Monday, a week from today, Eric will be here to tell us how Fort Mojave's coming. But Kingman has an official ribbon cutting on May 2nd, 4 o'clock. Healthy food, 4 bowls. Hell yeah. 10 healthy burgers, 12 wraps. What do you want? Protein shakes? He's got them. See the whole menu at ProFit Kitchen. That's KITCHIN.com. Mojave Mortgage. Hey, are you thinking about a new home in 2024? Maybe just a bigger home. Maybe a vacation home. Maybe a mobile. Yeah. Or maybe just a pool in the backyard. Yeah. Well, you're going to need some money, somebody with money. And I know him. Chad Hansen. Yeah. He's got a vault below his desk the size of the Pentagon, and every shelf has money on it. Yeah. So you need some? 300, 400, 500, what do you need? Million? Oh, yeah. Just call one number. 928-288-2691. Ask for Chad Hansen. You'll go in. You'll sit down with him. You'll say, hey, Chad, my wife and I, we're going to buy a house, $750,000. Okay. All right. No problem. He'll give you a couple sheets of paper when you want to borrow that kind of money from him. You've got to fill him out. While you're filling him out, he disappears, goes down to the vault and gets your $750,000, brings it up on a silver platter. Here you go. You go, wow, this is easy. Some people go to him before they buy the house. Well, we've worked it backwards. We worked on how much we got down and a payment we can afford, $465,000. Okay. Get your financing first. Oh, what a concept. You can do that. Call him, 928-288-2691. All right, now in the studio, got so pretty after those guys left, Nicole.
Good morning.
Tracy, good morning.
Those were two good-looking guys. I love both of those guys.
Oh, I didn't say they weren't helpful. I just, now it's pretty in here.
Yeah. Thank you.
So you were here for the second annual already.
Yes.
Kirk Tracy Memorial Musical, is it Musical Memorial or Memorial?
It's Musical Memorial Fun
Music
Walk.
Memorial
it's
Fun
a,
Walk.
It's a mouthful, that's
it
for
is.
Sure.
It is. Okay. All right.
Yes. It's, yeah. Time,
this Saturday.
Time flies. It's this Saturday, April the 20th. We're going to be at the Heritage Trail, right up at the Davis Dam on the Arizona side.
Right.
It's a 5K, so we're going to do about a mile and a half up and a mile and a half back. It's beautiful. We're going to have water stations. We'll have musicians along the trail, so you can have live music as you are enjoying this beautiful walk in our beautiful town. And
perfect.
And so we're going to start at 6:30 with registration. And if you haven't registered already, you can always go to, on Facebook, Kirk Tracy's Musical Memorial Fun Walk. The page is there. It's not too late to register. You can register the day of. We will have people there to help you with that. And just everything is streamlined. And thank you for all of your your help. We are just super excited. So registration starts at 6:30. Check in. We get you your gift bag. We'll have coffee and some protein bars that do have nuts in them. I have to say that because I just don't want people to know there's going to be nuts. We will be having opening ceremonies. We'll have the mayor there. We will have my pastor, Josiah Drawhorn from Amazing Grace, to give us a prayer. And then we will start the walk. My sister-in-law has been incredible with, we're going to have a QR code on a piece of paper that's going to be inside, QR codes for all different songs of ours for the Kid and Nick show, so you can listen to that when you're not enjoying, when you're in between live musicians. So it should be musical. You'll have your own little instrument in the bag. Feel free to bring your own. At the very end, we're going to have awards for the best time, for the most outlandish shoes. Kirk always wore his red Converse, so people are doing red shoes. And so the craziest red shoes. There's going to be fun prizes. Everyone gets an awesome lanyard with a medallion that says that they completed the walk when they come down.
Good.
And I'm just super excited. We're going to have the Fur Den there doing face painting and balloon hats. And we'll have, again, Starbucks, and we have Dutch Brothers and Starbucks. Then after the walk, Pink Box Donuts, which is awesome. And so it's just going to be a wonderful time. And then after...
If you're really into shape or something, we have bananas and apples
and oranges. Yeah. Oh, my.
Yeah.
And waters, and thank you, Warm Sea. We have so many incredible sponsors that I do want to make sure that I mention also, too.
Go ahead.
But I do want to say after the walk, we will be having an after party at the Bullhead Bell.
Okay.
My band, The Kid and Nick Show, will be performing from 2 to 6. So you'll have time to go home and wash up after the walk and get a little rest and then come down and bring in the evening and continue on the celebration. So
cool.
That's going to be very, very exciting. And so, yeah, we are just ridiculously blessed with so many incredible sponsors, and so just so people know where the money is going to, Kirk was a saxophonist, Eastman Saxophone, that was his, he was a featured artist for their instruments.
Right.
He would go to the NAMM show every year and perform.
The
NAMM show, National Music, oh, don't make me get into that. It's in Los Angeles. It's where all of the makers of the instruments come. People come and they purchase large, you know, it's the biggest musical event that happens, and it's in Los Angeles, Anaheim every year. And they have a huge drum circle that they do. I'd like to plug in real quickly that I'm going to be doing a drum circle today at the Senior Center. So
today,
every third Monday of the month will be from 4 to 5 at the Senior Center. But anyway, it's a neat thing.
Train Road in Bullhead City.
Yes, exactly. So, we are giving three instruments out, Eastman saxophones, one trumpet that was donated to us from just a gal at church. We're going to be giving to Fox Creek. So all of the high schools will be there, and Fox Creek representative, and the kids will have kids playing at the end, so you'll hear the bands. And then I wanted to make sure that the monies went to things that were important to Kirk, and so the remainder of that will be split between Saint, Saving Animals in Need Together, which is where we got our dog, and then also the Bullhead City Morning Kiwanis Club, which Kirk was a proud member of and loved to support the children of our community and loved what we stood for. So that is that's where all that is going. And I do want to just thank again the Bullhead City Morning Kiwanis, Graceway Church, Culver's. Thank you, Culver's. You've been there.
Yep.
Chris Barton Realtor, U.S. I'm saying mortgage. I've got the Fur Den. I've got Starbucks, Pink Box, Radio Central,
yep.
Blade Girl Films, Warm Sea. Thank you very, very much for the waters. Eastman Saxophone, the City of Bullhead, Dr. Terry Coyle. He's at Stout Chiropractic. American Family Insurance, Beth McDonald, HPH Home Care, Bullhead City Nutrition will be there with hydration tea, which will be awesome, Dutch Brothers, and Cartoon Designs. And it's going to be a wonderful time, and we thank all of our sponsors so much for your help, your love, your support in making this happen, and really we couldn't do it without without you. So it's just incredible how this community comes together behind something that can forward the community. It's just a beautiful thing.
Well, and we're fortunate in the tri-state area, you know, between Bullhead City and Laughlin and Havasu and Kingman, that so many sponsors come forward for so much. And we're just so lucky that they do, because it takes all these events and turns them into a success. And so this, they signed up at 6:30 Saturday morning.
Yes, sir.
And then the walk starts at?
The walk starts at 7:30.
Okay.
So opening ceremonies will be at about 7:10. And we'll have the kids that were gifted instruments last year. They'll be there, Zane and Gabriel, performing a few songs. And so it's just going to be a beautiful day of music and celebration and remembering my wonderful husband that loved this town so very, very much.
I see Zane was the prom king. I know. At Mojave Accelerated over the weekend.
He looked like the captain of the ship. And Sophia, his beautiful girlfriend.
Yes.
Yes, that was awesome.
She was a queen. So they'll be there Saturday, and Kiwanis Club will be there helping out. And any questions, just get in touch with Nicole.
Yeah, and all the volunteers that are, oh, my gosh, thank you guys so, so much. This is just incredible.
Well, it takes volunteers and sponsors to put things together, and that's what makes things happen. In Mojave County, you could just say Kingman, Havasu, Bullhead.
Yep.
You know, Kerry Lake was in Golden Valley over the weekend, and all these people put these things together, and we all benefit from them.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, every one of us. So, kicks off this Saturday, and then after the walk, what time at the bell?
The Bullhead Bell, which is in Community Park, right next to the Bullhead City Chamber.
Right.
That's from 2 to 6 p.m., okay. And they've got yummy food and drinks, and it's going to be a beautiful day.
And your band will be there playing.
And the Kid and Nick Show will be playing from 2 to 6 p.m.
Perfect. Perfect. I like it. All right. Some of the instruments go to Kirk's high school.
Yeah, so to his junior high. One instrument, one alto, which is what Kirk picked up. So that's kind of a cool thing when you're a kid and you're in school. Very unsanitary, but they would pass around alcohol. They would pass around the instruments around the room to see what resonated with you. No pun intended. And,
right.
And, he said once he held that saxophone in his hands, he just the tones and the feeling and the reverberation in his body, he just was hooked. So very cool. On May 8th, actually, which is the 2-year anniversary of his passing, my sister-in-law Melissa will be down at Brookhurst Junior High, where Kirk went to junior high and learned again. We will be there. Will be an assembly where we'll be gifting an alto saxophone to the school, to the band department. And actually, my sister-in-law, on her own accord, has purchased a full page in their yearbook. Because as kids graduate and people move on and teachers move on, you don't remember things and what happened those many years ago. So we're getting the horns engraved so they will know where they came from. And we're going to be able to do an assembly and honor Kirk there. So that is super duper awesome.
I like it. So it all kicks off this Saturday. If you want to get involved or you want to help out, call Nicole, and that is 323-304-2589. That's going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here. Paul Lavoie and Speak Out up next. Oh, and the chief of police and the fire chief from Lake Havasu will be stopping by, and Brother Jim will be there too. We'll see you tomorrow. We talk Laughlin Ranch and River Cruisers. Have a great Monday.
Feeling like I ought to sleep.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.